You're listening to SBS News.
Student volunteers have been busy filling up care packages for international students. The bags contain a few creature comforts, but also some practical items like grocery vouchers and important health information. Gunil Serbest from Global Victoria, a government organisation which has helped organise the packs, says she hopes it'll provide the students with some comfort.
We know that it's a difficult time for them and their plans for study have been impacted. We really want to put something together which just really shows the support that we have for our students.
Many Chinese students who arrived before the federal government's travel ban have been in self-imposed isolation. And at a time when many of them would have been preparing for their return to university, being kept away from friends and loved ones could leave them feeling anxious and lonely. Ms. Serbest says the exact number of students affected isn't yet known, but she's hoping through this campaign they'll be able to reach as many of them as they can.
This campaign will basically go out through our social media channels and we'll try to reach out as far as possible through WeChat, our online and offshore channels as well. And so we really just want to make sure that we're here for the students.
22-year-old Monash University student Yi Su is one of those who's been confined to her campus accommodation for the past 12 days after arriving on the 1st of February from her hometown of Guangzhou.
I can still maybe FaceTime with my friends or give a call with my family, so I think that's still quite good.
The third-year commerce student says she's been doing whatever she can to stay busy, but she is looking forward to catching up with friends once she's out of isolation.
I guess it's just meeting my friends, because when I arrived in Melbourne, and some friends know I arrived in Melbourne, and they knew that I have to isolate for 14 days, and then they were asking me, oh, if you need anything, I'm always here. And so that's really exciting for me, and I'm really looking forward to meeting them soon.
The students won't just be provided with care packages, they'll also be offered free counselling and other health support for the remainder of their time in isolation and beyond. Affected students are also encouraged to access the Study Melbourne website or WeChat page for additional information. That information will be available in a number of languages, including Mandarin and Cantonese. Richard Sett from the Centre for Holistic Health, which is also assisting students, says it's important to give people help and advice in language.
I think this is very, very important, especially in this time where first they are feeling the stress from the family back there, right? And coming over here, if they have people that can talk to them in their languages, right? That will help in the communication as well as emotional support.
But as fears of the impact of the coronavirus grow in the education and business sectors, Victoria's Health Minister and Chief Health Officer are doing their bit to promote Melbourne's Chinatown. Like many areas with a high Chinese population, it's seen the number of visitors decline. They're advising people there's no reason to stay away. Gloria Claish, SBS News.